This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
An event is returning, Challenge of the Heroes, to benefit Mercy Foundation. Marian Pearson in here this morning. How long has it been since you've done this?
Oh, gosh. I think 2019 was our last one. COVID kind of shut us down.
A little bit of a pandemic pause, but you're back this year. Talk about what the event is if people aren't familiar with it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited that this event is coming back. Challenge of the Heroes really works within our community in a couple of different ways. We ask that our local heroes, our law enforcement, firefighters, EMTs, National Guard, we'll all be out in restaurants, waiting tables, serving drinks, taking orders, those kinds of things. A great way to meet our community members. And they are working to raise tips that will benefit child abuse and exploitation prevention projects all across our county.
So as part of the Mercy Foundation, you lead the Douglas County Human Trafficking Task Force and related things like Up to Us Now. A lot of effort has gone into what your focus is over the last few years. Do you feel like locally the issue has improved?
Locally, I don't know if I want to say improved. I think that what has improved about local efforts is that we are far more aware of what's happening within our community. We are able to now recognize the red flags and the indicators, and we know how to respond. And in any instance where that is actually the case within a community, then we're going to see more and more cases of it. But that also means that more victims and more survivors are identified and able to get the support that they need. So in that respect, yeah, there's been a lot of improvement.
A lot of people would maybe initially say, yeah, but it's Douglas County. Why, you know, how could this be happening here? But I guess this is where you would point out that we have an interstate freeway running right through town.
We certainly do have the freeway. And it's not just on the freeway. And I think that's one of the misconceptions about rural areas is if you have a highway that runs right through the middle, that's where we think all the trafficking is happening. And you know what? It absolutely is happening on the highways and can be within any businesses closest to the highways where victims might be exploited. But it's also within our own communities. It's embedded within the drug culture. It's very often part of domestic violence situations, generational abuses, things like that.
And why did you get into this area of work? Because it seems like a tough one.
You know, I kind of fell into it, to be honest. I was working with the Child Abuse Prevention Coalition that was Up to Us Now. And it was within that context of work of learning about child abuse within Douglas County and working within the prevention and awareness efforts there that a case came to light that had all of the earmarks for exploitation of youth.
And how many years have you been involved in this?
Well, I started with the Coalition with Mercy Foundation in 2011. And we started the task force really kind of as a research project in 2014. But by 2015, when we realized that we had some issues here in Douglas County that were not being addressed, we had some gaps in services, that our task force was born in 2015 with some very heavy support from the Oregon Department of Justice.
And so how many folks help you with this?
Oh, gosh, we have, I want to say like over 30 partners that are all working together. That includes law enforcement, not-for-profit agencies, government agencies, private citizens, our medical community, our schools are all with us and working to eradicate this from our community.
So essentially with this event, you're trying to gain additional attention to just the cause and your focus, but also sort of thank the first responders.
Absolutely. And that's what's great about this. Not only will this be a way that our community members can really support child abuse and exploitation prevention within our community. I have a lot of folks ask me how they get involved, and this is one of the ways that they can do that. But it also gives our community a chance to meet our first responders in a way that they probably wouldn't be able to any other time during the year, and to thank them for all they do for our community.
And, of course, sometimes you meet them when you have a little traffic infraction or
right.
or something catches on fire, and it's not always the perfect situation. We'll have a list up here later in the morning in terms of which agency is where. You've got them spread all over the part of the county.
We do. We want to give everybody an opportunity. Our heroes were so excited to be back with this event. They absolutely really love it. And our restaurants really have stepped up, so go out and enjoy some really terrific food and thank a first responder.
So you've got this happening in, let's see here, Roseburg and Sevelin, Glide, Winston, Myrtle Creek.
That's correct.
All of those locations will have places that you can go out and have a meal and meet some first responders and bring a generous tip along as well. Does that have to be cash?
It does not have to be cash. It can be added to a credit card. And the restaurants are really terrific about making sure that they know what goes to child abuse prevention and then what goes to the regular servers.
All right, so that's coming up on the 28th. Gosh, that's not that far off.
No, next Thursday.
Next Thursday. So again, it is Challenge of the Heroes. We'll have the list up later in the morning at 541radio.com. Anything else you want to mention?
They can always check us out on our Facebook page for the Douglas County Human Trafficking Task Force. And we do have a new website up, and that is www.endtraffickingdouglascounty.org, where they can read all about what's going on with task force and child abuse prevention efforts within our county.
All right, Marian Pearson from Mercy Foundation and the Violence Prevention Program. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 at the morning report.